Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Did the president call fallen soldiers losers and suckers?
Fake things, fake news, corrupt news.
Police kill Portland shooting suspect.
All I heard was pew, 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 pew. Get inside, get inside, get inside.
Economic anguish.
It just weighs on me more and more.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's been a sharp denial from President Trump after a published report in The Atlantic said he once called American soldiers buried in France losers and suckers. CBS News White House correspondent Ben Tracy.
I would be willing to swear on anything that I never said that about our fallen heroes.
The president denied a new article in The Atlantic that says in a 2018 trip overseas, President Trump questioned why he should go to a cemetery near Paris, saying it's filled with losers, and called the American war dead suckers for getting killed.
There is nobody that respects them more. What animal would say such a thing? And especially since I've done more, I think, than almost anybody to help our military.
The article also says that when Senator John McCain died, the president told his senior staff, we're not going to support that loser's funeral.
I disagreed with John McCain, but I still respected him.
A suspect in the shooting death of a Trump supporter over the weekend during a Portland protest clash was killed by authorities. CBS's Lilia Luciano says 48-year-old Michael Reinell was found in Washington State.
Law enforcement officials say Reinell pulled a gun and he was shot and killed by at least one officer on the scene.
It felt like the beginning of a war.
Shortly before his death was reported, Reinell appeared on Vice News Tonight and said he opposed the right-wing protest in Portland and was forced to shoot in self-defense.
Totally justified. Had I not acted, I am confident that my friend and I'm sure I would have been killed.
After the Vice interview aired, President Trump tweeted, why aren't the Portland police arresting the cold-blooded killer of Aaron J. Danielson?
Well, now to Rochester, New York, where Mayor Lovely Warren has taken action.
I am suspending the officers in question against the advice of counsel.
Seven officers suspended in connection with the arrest of Daniel Prude in March. Video that emerged this week shows the black man was hooded by the officers and pressed to the ground. He later died of asphyxiation. CBS's Jerika Duncan questioned Warren, who is the city's first African-American mayor.
Do you think Daniel Prude would have been treated differently if he was white?
I do.
Why?
It's just the way that the system works.
There was a wild scene in New York City's Times Square at a protest over the Rochester incident. A car drove through a protest crowd, blocking a street.
A black car came through the crowd and hit the person in front of me, and then me, and then I believe the person behind me.
No serious injuries reported. Police are investigating. We're about to get the latest readout from the government about the jobs picture in this country with a report on August hiring. Millions have lost work in the pandemic. CBS's Mark Strassman has the latest economic snapshot.
Forget the dream job. Find a paycheck.
I had the dream job. Because of COVID, I lost it.
Eric Beltran's a beer expert. And sure, lots of 26-year-olds believe they are. But he worked as a brewer. His unemployment benefits abruptly stopped. He's gone 4 weeks without one nickel in income.
It is just trying to find a safe job.
A paycheck?
Yeah.
How stressful is it?
I don't get that interview. I don't get the job. I don't get unemployment. It just weighs on me more and more.
More than 59 million people have filed unemployment claims.
In that same time, the New York Stock Exchange has grown more than 41%.
It's created big winners and big losers.
Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
About a fifth of Americans are working less and getting paid less than they did before the pandemic.
Is the economy doing any better for you?
For me, no. Absolutely not. It's great that Apple and Tesla are flying high. It doesn't really change the fact that I have to move in with my parents.
It's just not working out at some college campuses that are now dealing with large coronavirus outbreaks. Auburn, the University of Alabama, Illinois State, and the University of South Carolina have been hard hit. At the State University in Oneonta, New York, the campus is closing and students are going home.
I kind of thought it was going to happen, but I didn't think it was going to happen this soon. Yeah, I definitely expect to stay a little bit longer.
The government's warning Russia is trying to undermine confidence in the security of mail-in voting in a bid to help President Trump win in 2 months. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
A new bulletin from the Department of Homeland Security spells out how Russia is promoting falsehoods about mail-in voting, echoing President Trump's unsubstantiated claim that it will lead to fraud. The memo also says the disinformation campaign targeted the Democratic primaries and try to undermine Joe Biden.
Overseas, a sudden frantic search in the rubble of a building that collapsed during that huge explosion in Beirut, Lebanon, 1 month ago. A device detected what might have been a pulse, suggesting there could be a survivor still trapped. Some yelled for the effort to carry on when it was paused over safety concerns. Well, heading into the Labor Day weekend, gas prices are the lowest they've been for this time of year since 2004. Gas Buddy says the national average for a gallon of regular is $2.23. That's 34 cents lower than last year. In the West, CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli says it'll be a holiday weekend heat wave.
Just away from the coast in California, high temperatures easily to 105 to 110 degrees in spots, and inland areas, especially in the deserts, 110 to 120 degrees, not out of the question. About 150 record high temperatures could be set over the next 5 days alone.
There was an outdoor showing of the movie Black Panther at a memorial last night for actor Chadwick Boseman in his hometown, Anderson, South Carolina. Deanna Brown Thomas, the daughter of the late singer James Brown, hailed him as the epitome of black excellence.
We told him he was a little too tall to be the godfather. He said, but I'm going to make y'all proud. And God knows he did. He made us very proud.
Boseman played James Brown in the film Get On Up. Anderson's mayor said Boseman had a tremendous work ethic. Echoes from the Camelot era were not enough to bring in a private buyer for a big piece of Massachusetts property.
Former First Lady Jackie Kennedy Onassis's Martha's Vineyard estate has been sold for less than half of what the listing price was when it was put on the market last year. Two nonprofits are paid $27 million to purchase Redgate Farm. They plan to turn the property into conservation land open to the public. Listed at $65 million last year, the property has dunes, a beach, a kettle hole pond, wooded trails and open meadows. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
A judge in Arizona has barred Kanye West from appearing on the fall ballot in that state. A voter contended the rapper's presidential candidacy would confuse people. West has succeeded to get on the ballot in some states and is challenging decisions that have gone against him in others. That's the World News Roundup, produced this week by Paul Ferry and Julia Weaver. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.